So as we all have are working on complicated stuff on many scales, we try to write a small text that sort of explains what we have been doing, and then we would like to play you a sound file, or actually two sound pieces, one of 6 minutes and another of the experience. And then we'll explain a little bit about two works that have been, several works that have come out of this week. No? Okay. Un jour pendant une vente. It started with a question about a specific event. Do you think we could translate its micro and macro choreography to a virtual or a digital space? But what event, we asked? The one where a migrant was killed at an auction. Someone tested a gun on him. A discussion on visualization followed. We watched a work together that mapped the many sightings of a boat attempting to cross the Mediterranean. The boat never arrived in Lampedusa. We started to wonder how to make the event appear without relying on conventional aesthetics of legitimatization and reconstruction. We were feeling discomfort with the way another story could be told using the same tools, the same rigid maps, connected questions, and the same military data. The stability of the voice of the narrator in the movie we watched was one way we understood that there was an attempt to reconstruct or reconstitute a stable truth, different from those of the ones that had allowed the boat to sink, but in the same register of authority somehow. We started searching for news coverage of the auction in Libya. Soon we realized there was only one sentence circulating, a single fragment describing the events. Un jour, pendant une vente, un homme à côté de moi a été abattu d'une balle dans la tête. L'acheteur voulait tester un revolver qu'il voulait acheter. One day, during a sale, a man next to me was shot in the head. The buyer wanted to test a revolver he wanted to buy. The sentence circulated often in the company of a specific image, referring to another testimony related to people being sold. Several men sit together on a small surface. One of them has his face turned towards the camera. The upper part of his face is pixelated. We traced the appearance online of the sentence at the one hand and the image on the other, and the places where they appeared together. It seemed that they originated from different events. However, by being placed next to each other within the news interface, the image starts to illustrate the sentence and the sentence illustrates the image without leaving room for doubt to their authenticity. What would it mean to reconstruct the event from these fragments? To attempt to reconstruct the noise, the uncertainties, and frilled edges while acknowledging the passing of time the event has been extracted from? We were wondering what a reconstruction of the pixelated face would reveal. Rather than an attempt to identify the face and as such clarify information, the reconstruction was an experiment at getting a physical grasp, a materialization of the image, maybe. With these questions in mind, we chose to reimagine the 44 pixels with 44 individual pieces of A4 paper. We reconstructed the reconstruction of a reconstructed event. We were constrained by the color of the paper available to us and made personal choices as to the color and order of each representation of a pixel. We see this as a different approach to rigid and static reconstruction of the events we first addressed. Similarly to the pixelated face, the clearly enunciated emotionless voiceover struck us as a reduction of the event for the sake of a seemingly fact-based account. We then recorded 11 different voices reading the sentence communicating the event. Un jour, pendant une vente, un homme à côté de moi a été abattu d'une balle dans la tête. L'acheteur voulait tester un revolver qu'il voulait acheter. The voices were recorded regardless of the speaker's level of the language or understanding of the language, creating an ad hoc database of versions based on the same source. We then layered the recordings, aligning them at different parts within the sentence. Playing these layered versions puts emphasis at different registration points within the 11 recordings. As such, the sentence reveals itself through 12 versions over time. However, does the aesthetic of the pixelated face, as well as the standardized voice, merely render the event clean without allowing any of the ambiguities surrounding it? So it's a piece of six.
Tester un revolver qui il voulait acheter.
Un
Tester un revolver qui il voulait acheter. Un jour,
Un jour, pendant un jour,
Tester
un revolver que il voulait acheter. Un jour, pendant un event, Un jour, pendant un event, un homme un jour, pendant un event, un homme à côté un jour, pendant un event, un homme à côté un jour pendant un event un homme à côté de moi,
many other works that came out, but you can ask.